Today's crime prayer focus is human trafficking, prostitution, panderers, and the programs regarding them. Human trafficking is the fastest growing criminal operation due to its high revenue. It's projected to be the top crime by the end of this year. And according to our county's case, Coalition Against Sexual Exploitation, the recent movie Sound of Freedom heightened our awareness to the depth and breadth of modern day slavery, especially with the young. Operation Reclaim and Rebuild is a concerted effort to clamp down on human trafficking in our county and on sexual slavery. They have netted over 25 individuals in the month of January for solicitation and pandering. Pandering are those that are purchasing the sex act. And it was a statewide initiative. And the sting operation actually targeted those fueling the demand for illicit sex trade activities. There are currently policies and politicians fighting for new laws and to change laws back. The Rodriguez Bill 2034 would make prostitution loitering a misdemeanor in California. Loiterers within 1,000 feet of a school, park, playground, amusement park, or state highway. This was the law before 2021. And then there is Sayarto's Bill 1219, which criminalizes not only loiterers, but also motorists who are trying to make contact with them. So what's good about this is in the past, usually just the prostitute gets the fine, and now the person trying to purchase the prostitute's time will also be affected in some grave ways. So let's pray those bills pass. Do vote for that and let your senators and congressmen know. Then in San Bernardino County, along with California, we have some amazing programs. One is called the California Against Slavery, which works with 22 organizations and agencies to find shelter faster for survivors of human trafficking, domestic violence, and sexual assault. And in our county, we have several victim service centers located in San Bernardino, Ranch Cucamonga, Victorville, Joshua Tree, and Colton. And the CASE program works at educating and informing the public of the problem's extent and growth. We will not have our prayer listed here, but we'll be praying it on this podcast. So please pray along with us on the podcast. We're going to focus on all of those, especially those that are trying to control people, young and old, through force, fraud, coercion, to exploit them through sexual exploitation, forced labor, those paying for it, for street prostitutes, the pimps, the panderers. And then we'll also pray for the programs, the politicians, the police, and the policies that are active, potential, and problematic. We encourage you to read the articles that we have listed because they're very good and they will help you to understand the severity of this crime and how far it reaches. So, Father God, we thank you. Though this is a very grave, grave topic, And it's multifaceted. It is the fastest growing, the largest revenue crime, and it is also affects so many people. You tell us to flee immorality, that every other sin that a man commits is outside the body, but the immoral man sins against his own body. Father, whatever causes a person to sell a child, we know it's the love of money is the root of all evil, but to degrade and deprave a person of all their rights is so horrific. To make them a slave, it's awful. And so, Lord, we know that you see this. We know that it bothers you, it grieves you, just like it grieves us. And we pray that your will be done, that people will abstain from sexual immorality. We pray these policies will go through, and even far-reaching ones, ones that hurt the pockets of those that would even think to purchase the sex act. For those that are selling people, we pray they are convicted and caught and thrown in jail. We pray, God, that you would do a revival among these people, save them and have them turn away from it and try to get as many out as possible. Because you say from out of the heart of man that proceeds the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, and adulteries, and sexual immorality. And so, Father, we ask for a great move. We pray that you will continue to see less human trafficking in our county. We pray the Operation Reclaim and Rebuild continues to go forth and they would net even more people. We pray for these bills to pass and for favor on the politicians, and that there would be so many bills created that they'd not even have time to be able to stop them, that they would go through so quickly. And we pray, bless these programs who are helping the victims and educating the public. May we take this seriously and continue to pray like birthing a child until we see godly change, that we would see less of that in our county by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and the preaching of the gospel with boldness and lives being transformed even in these areas. We pray for prostitutes to come to know the Lord, pimps to come to know the Lord, and holy conviction to come across those that would even go there or in these hidden places to take a child or someone that's been taken without choice, without consent. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you are Lord even over this issue, God, and that we can keep crying to you until we see a major change in this area. In Jesus' name, amen.